Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. We thank you for listening wherever you may be. Tuned in, dialed in, focused in, logged on across the country, and many people listen, in fact, internationally to American Family Radio. So good morning, Ed Vitagliano.
Good morning, Tim Wildman.
Where are you listening, Ed? Are you?
I am listening from the chair 5 feet away from you.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Then you're not listening internationally.
I'm not listening internationally.
We do have people who listen on the app and on the internet around the world. Good morning, Walker Wildman.
Good morning.
It's not hard to say. Really.
Good morning. No, I messed up yesterday, so I had to keep the trend. I can't just say good morning.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Walker, if you strike out once, the objective is not to strike out a second time.
Well, the thing is, I typically
keep the trend going.
Mess up a word or something at least once a day. Right. So my theory is, if I mess up at the beginning, then I won't do it the rest of the day.
May I just say it's a family tradition, Walker?
I didn't have to say it. You said it.
No, I'm right there with George W. on inventing words.
And
George
Nancy Pelosi.
Strategery? Remember that one?
Hey, and that's how Will Ferrell practically made his name.
Oh, gosh.
Was imitating George Bush, and strategery is going to go down.
That was a word that President Bush invented.
Was that in
but
a speech?
But you know what?
Or
if you're the president, I think you're entitled to invent you a word every once in a while.
True.
You remember he was, I don't know, we don't get off on this subject, but.
We already have.
But he was in one of his debates, I don't remember which election it was, 2000, 2004, but he said, or maybe it was a speech. He said, "Fool me once." And then he's obviously, everybody does this. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. We shouldn't be fooled a number of times.
Is that what
something Bush? That's a confusing little saying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it was obvious he's clicking through his
options. It can happen to anybody.
He just gave up.
But you know what? President Bush was. The thing about President Bush, he was always a fun-loving guy with that stuff, and so he didn't take himself too seriously, which made
that's
it.
Right.
Walker, what's going to be happening on our Today's Issues Facebook page today?
Well, we are doing Facebook Live, meaning that you can go to our Today's Issues Facebook page and watch the show as we do every weekday from 10 to 11:30 Central. And also, you can comment there. And a new thing we're going to be doing here is occasionally we'll be reading comments from Facebook. So you can go to the Facebook Live feed and comment there about the show and give us your thoughts on it.
All right. So check out our Facebook page for Today's Issues on American Family Radio. We have not yet introduced our former hockey star, Fred Jackson.
I found out today, I've been here 21 years. Fred, you just came just right after me, didn't you? How long have you
been?
20
years.
Mm-hmm. I found out this morning you actually played college hockey.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
In New England, your backyard.
Yeah. I told Fred this morning, I said, well, you were already up there in my book, but you've even soared higher.
I was up there in the days of Bobby Orr.
Oh, man.
Phil
Bobby
Esposito.
Orr. Yeah.
It was exciting times in the
Boston
area.
Red Sox fans talking about Ted Williams, or Cardinal fans, Stan Musial.
No, I'm not a hockey fan per se, but I recognize those names.
Yeah.
The ones you're mentioning, those are sort of household names.
I tell you what.
Did you hang with those guys?
Well, not quite. Not quite. But I will tell you, I went to Gordon College up there near Gloucester.
Gloucester, yeah.
Gloucester, north of Boston. And up in the 128.
Yeah. Some of the best lobster around.
You bet.
Lobster.
But at Gordon College, a lot of people don't know this, the Celtics used to do their training at our college.
I didn't know that.
We had a beautiful gymnasium, one of those rubber floored gymnasium things. It was new then. At that time, but the Celtics, Havlicek.
Oh, yeah, John Havlicek.
Big Bird.
Larry Bird.
Those were the days.
Oh, man.
Those were the days.
You're talking some legends right there now.
Yeah.
So you were high-fiving them.
I couldn't reach that high, but high kneeing them.
Well, yeah,
high knee.
So, did they know you?
No.
If John Havlicek,
college camp, campus, they probably no. You know the kids.
Right,
just,
I know.
But hockey was taking off in that part, largely because of the Bobby Orrs and the Phil Espositos. Right. But the kids, I was blown away. Having come from Canada, I mean, you're born with skates on there. But in New England at that time, this was back in the early 70s, the little ones, the peewees, they were playing up to 70 games a year.
Wow.
Those hockey was just went ballistic.
That's why it took a fairly long time for American hockey players to kind of catch up to Canadians, because Canadians did. They skated as early
that's
as
that's why
they
Canada
walked.
Fell behind the U.S. economically.
Because everyone was playing hockey.
All skating. They did was play. They were like hockey welfare people. That's what they were. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Fred, what's in the news today? What leads the news?
Well, this is the second big day for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. Let me just read you the Associated Press headline from this morning. Supreme Court nominee unscathed facing last day of hearings. Now, what that's all about is he came through basically with flying colors yesterday with the questions from a large array of Democrats. I want to play you a few clips from the questioning yesterday. The first came, and I thought this was really interesting, from Senator Patrick Leahy, one of the senior Democrat senators on the Judicial Committee there.
He's from Vermont?
From Vermont. He asked Judge Gorsuch whether there should be a litmus test the government should put forward. Now, I think he was alluding to the recent cases on the travel ban by President, and we know the judge in Hawaii last week was the last one to say, well, Trump doesn't want
Muslims
coming into the country. He's anti-Muslim.
Right.
So without quite alluding to that, Patrick Leahy goes into a line of questioning to see how Judge Gorsuch would respond to the idea whether the government should have a litmus test.
Do you agree with me that there should not be a religious test in the United States?
I need to know more specifics.
Well, let me give you an example. Should there be a religious test to serve in the military?
Oh, Senator, that would be inappropriate, yes. That's against the law. That's against the law.
Or, of course, we go right back to the question, do we ban people based solely on their religion? Solely on their religion.
Senator, we have the religious...
Not whether they form a threat or something, but you ban somebody solely on their religion.
Senator, we have not just the First Amendment free exercise clause in this country. Very important protection. We have not just the equal protection guarantee of the 14th Amendment, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, gender, ethnicity. We also have the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, as Senator Hatch mentioned, which was a bipartisan bill passed by this body with support of Senator Kennedy and Senator Schumer when he was in the House. And that imposes an even higher standard on the government than the First Amendment when it comes to religious discrimination. It says that there, if there's any sincerely held religious belief, earnestly held religious belief, the government must meet strict scrutiny before it may regulate on that basis. Strict scrutiny being the highest standard known in American law.
Wow, that guy's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I tell you what, that Patrick Leahy, the senator from Vermont, he needs to go to the House. I am sorry, but you could tell he could barely get his sentence out. Mm-hmm. He's trying to set him. He's setting up a straw man, but he's trying to set Gorsuch up, the judge. He can barely articulate it. I mean, am I the only one who picked up on that?
Oh, no. There's no question. Yeah. I mean, Leahy was trying to say on immigration, should there be a – there is no religious test.
No.
And no one is saying there should be a religious test, but that's to keep up with the narrative that the Democrats are trying to put out there against President Trump's travel ban. But number two, I thought it was brilliant – of Judge Gorsuch to come back and say further, we have this religious protection test. And know who I thought of? The Kleins.
Yes.
No,
and he mentioned that Charles Schumer supported it when he was in the House.
I thought that was brilliant. Without saying so much, Judge Gorsuch, I think, was saying, Yeah, we have a religious test that goes even further than what you're talking about, Senator Leahy, that protects sincerely held beliefs in this country. Now, if I was a betting man, I think Judge Gorsuch thinks what's happened to the Kleins,
right.
what's happened to
right.
Christian
right.
business people is wrong.
Yes.
But what's interesting, though, is Senator Leahy wasn't being specific, but if he was insinuating the question in the context of the travel ban, that those people are not U.S. citizens. Therefore, the U.S. Constitution does not apply to them. So while it would be inappropriate and it would cause a large outcry to have a religious test on immigrants, on non-U.S. citizens, you know, no one would do that. But it could be possible, according to the Constitution and according to federal law.
Any group. The Constitution says any group, the President of the United States can ban them from coming here.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing now, but basically that's what it says.
Well,
that's
been done on the basis of nationality.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter did it
with the Iranians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and it's not a Muslim travel ban.
No.
There are many, many Muslim dominant countries that are not affected by this. This is total red herring, total false argument put forth by the left and the Democrats on here. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what it is with these legislators who want to stay till they die. I'm telling you, Nancy Pelosi, she needs to go home. There are some Republicans that need to retire.
Hey, rumor is Nancy Pelosi is going to be in the next Mummy movie, as the Mummy.
Play yourself.
That's the swamp.
I'm not participating in this ageism.
But she should go to the House, right?
Right. But I'm just saying, these guys and these some of these ladies, they just hang on and on and on, and they are well past their prime.
That is a good point. We have talked about this before. Yeah. I'm probably not on the air. Why? I mean, why don't you enjoy your
life?
You're still married.
Yeah.
Enjoy your
enjoy
spouse,
your
grandkids, probably your great great grandkids by now.
Yeah.
Some of these people.
Maybe the power is so intoxicating and addicting that they can't get off of it.
I think it's their ego. I agree with you. I think it's their ego. They like what comes with the job description.
Hey, listen, when you go to a restaurant and someone says, oh, Senator Leahy, please, you and your wife, you know, here's a good table. I mean, I get that every once in a while at Pizza Hut, you know, but these guys, we're talking about good restaurants.
They get
seats to whatever they want. Yeah, I want to go see Les Miserables. Can you work up a couple? Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, for you, Senator. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, these guys, when they – Patrick Leahy, the senator from Vermont, there was no way he was going to be able to argue with you heard that. We heard that. He was just one of his staffers gave him a couple of questions and said, you'll get him on this one because just tell him, ask him if he's for President Trump's Muslim ban, Senator. Mm-hmm. Ask him that. So he's sitting there reading a question, and he has no – anyway, I think we all get the picture here.
Yeah.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Eva Tagliano, Walker Wildman, and Fred Jackson. I just hope when I get past my prime, somebody will tell me and help me.
Walker?
Telling him.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't tell me now.
I'll let a third party be more independent.
I'm still rising. Okay?
You've still got some yeast, buddy.
My better years are ahead of me as far as, you know, so I don't need to be told. I'm just telling you, when I get to that point, I just hope somebody else.
Well, don't look at me because I'll be gone before you.
You will be. You're a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
Fred Jackson, what else we got?
This is about what
we're about to talk about. Children don't need to hear.
No,
am I right, Fred?
A warning.
Yeah, this is a parental warning for the story that we're about to cover.
I am sure by now most of our audience has heard of a horrific incident in recent days at a high school in Montgomery County, Maryland. Two young men, 18 and 17. Have been charged with the brutal rape on high school premises of a 14-year-old little girl. We know for sure the 18-year-old is in the country illegally. It is believed the second male is also in the country illegally. Put as a backdrop to all of this, there are politicians in that county. There are politicians in that state that want to make the state a sanctuary state.
Now, explain briefly what that means for our listeners.
Sanctuary state basically says you have people living in your area who are in the country illegally. We're not going to turn you over to the feds.
Right.
We're going to protect you.
You have sanctuary here. You're safe.
In quotation marks. Once again, we have another incident where it points to, and the 18-year-old was caught trying to enter the country illegally in recent months. They let him go. And as I said, you know, it's just getting so ridiculous to show up at a deportation hearing. They let them go. Show up 5 months from now, and they don't show up for years sometimes, if ever. There is outrage in that community this morning in Rock Cliff. It's, I think it's Rock Cliff High School there in Montgomery County. And I'm going to play you an Associated Press report on this. You can have a listen for yourself. And you're going to hear outraged moms. They were out yesterday protesting.
A rape at a high school in Maryland is getting drawn into the nationwide debate on immigration. Two male students are accused of raping a female student last Thursday. Immigration officials say at least one suspect is in the U.S. illegally, something the school superintendent could not confirm or deny.
Be clear, we do not know what anyone's immigration status is in this school system because the law says we don't collect that.
Demonstrators gathered outside the school on Tuesday, and parents are expressing concern.
It's horrible and disturbing and very traumatic.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer called the case shocking and disturbing.
This young woman in particular fought to come to this country legally because of the freedoms and the treasures of this nation. And to think that this kind of tragedy would occur to someone who's personally endured that kind of struggle to come to this nation and then face this is reprehensible.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement lodged an immigration detainer against the 18-year-old suspect, Henry Sanchez. Shirley Smith, The Associated Press.
There are a couple of things here to draw to people's attention. What's happening is that these illegals are going into these areas. The school superintendent that you heard there, they're not allowed to ask whether this particular individuals are in the country legally. There's a law apparently in place. But here's what's happening. You have in some of our classrooms across the country 21-year-old men sitting in the same classroom as grade 9 students.
Because they don't speak English.
They don't speak English, but their academic prowess is only at the grade 9 level.
Right.
21-year-old men sitting in the same classroom as 14 and 15-year-old girls. Parents are saying enough is enough of this. But at the same time, as I said, I think just in recent days, a bill is making its way through the Maryland legislature to make it a sanctuary city. Sanctuary counties. It is absolutely ridiculous. These are the kinds of things that are happening over and over again. Last night, Sean Hannity on his program had two moms who have lost sons who were murdered by illegal immigrants. They're saying enough is enough of this. No more. We cannot tolerate this kind of thing. These are illegals in the country. And their education is being paid for. They're being imposed on education system. There is, you know, someone was saying this morning in some jurisdictions now, they're having to educate people in 19 different languages. Hmm. I mean, it's broken. Broken, folks.
A lot of this goes back, if you remember, during a couple of years ago. You remember when those hundreds of thousands of people, I think it was hundreds of thousands, of people came up from Central America, and they came across the border, the U.S. border from Mexico. Mexico let them get on trains and such. Came up here. And remember, wave after wave after wave, and a lot of these were children. They called them unaccompanied minors. But, you know, some of them were adults too. And what happened was, correct me if I'm wrong, if my memory serves me correctly, President Obama just put them on buses and shipped them all over the country and dropped them off.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And those cities had to take them.
Right.
They didn't have any choice. They didn't have any recourse, those cities. And you remember President Obama would not go down to the border, even though a Democrat congressman asked him, please come down here and see this humanitarian crisis we're dealing with and this national security crisis we're dealing with. This was a Democrat that was begging him to come down there. Well, President Obama wouldn't go down there because he didn't want the optics.
Yeah. And that was when he was actually in the state doing a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It wasn't that he was in D.C. and this guy said, you know, or man or woman, I don't remember, the member of Congress, and said, hey, I'll come all the way down. No, he was in the state in one of the major cities doing a fundraiser, and he said, well, while you're here, please come down and see this. And the president said, no.
No. That was a moment of clarity for a lot of people in terms of the immigration debate in this country. I think at that moment we knew that the Democratic Party, at least President Obama, and I think maybe not all the Democratic Party, but a vast part of their party, wanted open borders and mass illegal immigration into America to flood the system so that the end goal would be to be the death of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. So you flood the country with illegals, you know, and place them in all these states, place them in red states if you can.
Yeah.
And then they'll get amnesty somewhere down the line, and it'll cause...
There'll be Democratic voters.
Right, because the Democrats are for amnesty.
That's the end goal. That's why President Obama welcomed... Now, he wouldn't say this.
Right.
But he didn't do anything to stop it. And now circle back to Fred's story here. I don't know. They're accused.
They're accused.
Yeah. But it's almost certain that they did the crime. They raped this girl.
They've done the lab work on what was found in the washroom where this 14-year-old was raped. Okay. And they've connected.
Okay. So it's a 14-year-old raped during the day.
Yes.
At a public high school.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And how old were these two men?
18 and 17.
And what grade were the clay class?
I'm not sure where they were placed.
I think in ninth grade.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, you don't place anybody in any classroom that they can't understand the language. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about making it unfair on teachers and school administrators, and unfair to the other, and unfair to that student.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, is you just throw them in a classroom. I can't imagine going into a classroom and the teacher speaking Spanish and everybody's speaking Spanish and I'm supposed to adapt to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't pass school work like that. This is a crazy way of dealing with this problem that's preventable. But you have a liberal, this is the liberal mindset, is just drop them in a classroom because you don't want to be racist. You know, you don't want to be anti-immigrant. But now the interesting thing here is, Fred, you have this is a very liberal county.
Very much. This is a suburb of Washington, D.C., Montgomery County.
Right. So probably if you poll those people, they would be for open borders.
Yeah.
And now they have a situation.
Not these moms. These moms were out there saying security, not sanctuary.
And that's the thing when we talk a lot about on this show, reality is real life is a brutal teacher.
Yeah.
You can pretend the world is one way, but reality has a way of knocking you down. Mm-hmm. And this is a terrible tragedy.
Fred, tell us about One News Now.
OneNewsNow.com, OneNewsNow.com. It's our web version of American Family Radio News. You get the latest stories that you're hearing today, and we get reaction from a Christian perspective. You can get a daily email. Go to the site, OneNewsNow.com. Sign up for that daily email. You'll get these stories and many more from a Christian perspective.
Thank you, Fred.
You're welcome. Good to be with you guys.
Hey, you're going to hear a very inspirational story about 8 Days of Hope, the ministry, after this timeout. Stay with us.
Next time on Today's Issues, we'll talk with David Lane of the American Renewal Project.
I was the wildest man ever lived about 35 years ago and came out of drugs, wine, women, and song, and I got mercy. I deserved judgment. and I came to Christ. I committed my life to Christ. I'm not perfect now, but I read my Bible and have prayed for 30 years.
We'll also discuss news headlines with newsmen Fred Jackson and Steve Jordahl. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Whoa, we have not had a response like this before. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We've been doing these spiritual heritage tours for like 20 years. We're sold out for June already, if you can believe that. We've got space left on our September tours of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, and then Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. We call them spiritual heritage tours, and I don't know how long these September seats will last. To what do you attribute that to, someone might ask? Maybe it's the fact that we have a new person occupying the White House. Maybe that has something to do with it. But in any event, we welcome you to come with us on our September Spiritual Heritage Tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon and Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. Those are two separate trips. You can do both, or you can do one or the other. We'd love to have you. Go to spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Liberty University is in the business of training champions for Christ, the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 500 programs of study, along with an online degree program designed for thousands of active duty and military veterans. Beyond the classroom, students meet together weekly for worship and to hear from some of the nation's leading experts in the arts, politics, and business. Liberty University, committed to academic excellence with a Christian worldview. Parents in Montgomery County, Maryland are terrified, and with good reason. A 17 and 18-year-old are in custody charged with brutally attacking a 14-year-old girl inside a bathroom during school hours. Authorities say the 18-year-old is an illegal alien. He was caught and released by Border Patrol agents 7 months ago. Parents are right to be fearful. They have no idea how many more illegal predators might be living among them, living in sanctuary communities like Montgomery County. That's why I believe elected leaders of those cities should also pay a price. You harbor an illegal and he commits a crime, then you go to jail too. Some of you may say, come on, Todd, be realistic. Okay, fine, let's be realistic. A 14-year-old schoolgirl was brutally attacked in a public school by an illegal immigrant on American soil. Is that realistic enough for you? I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues. That's the name of this program on American Family Radio. Appreciate you listening. And we want to welcome especially our new listeners in Jacksonville, Florida. Got a station that just went on the air. Do you know what our...
We are on 101.9 FM in Jacksonville, Florida.
We are?
Yes, sir.
101.9.
101.9. That was the best I could do.
You're listening to 101.9.
Huh? In a world.
Ed does it. Ed does the movie. 101.9. He'll step off into the movie trailer.
While I'm eating lunch.
Movie trailer guy, three or four times a day.
Yeah, I want a hard shell taco.
In a world. In a world where hard shell tacos are taking over. All right, what are we doing on our Facebook page?
Well, we're on Facebook Live, so you can go there and watch the show. I have a couple articles posted that Fred Jackson spoke about from OneNewsNow.com.
Okay.
And also, before we move on to our next guest, I want to mention we have a new texting service. So if our listeners want to stay updated once a week.
You're going to have to rebrand that. That sounds boring. A service?
A texting service. Texting
sounds like we're coming over to clean their house or something.
We have this great new product.
Product's boring too. You're going to have to come.
Brand new car.
There you go. We got a brand new car with this texting.
Okay, so false advertising is our business here.
Okay, no, we have a new way to communicate
exciting new opportunity.
To our supporters.
Yes.
And it's going to be using the text.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. Once a week, we'll send you the latest news from American Family Radio.
Okay.
And here's how you sign up. You text MYAFR, MYAFR, to 41411. And I'll post this on the Facebook page one more time. It's MYAFR to to 41411.
Okay, that's so once a week, you'll get something important from us here at AFA and AFR.
Mm-hmm.
If you and that way, it comes right to your phone.
Yes, directly to your phone.
Because so, a lot of people are away from their email,
right,
and those kind of things.
People are digging this, aren't they?
Yeah, we have almost 1,000 people already signed up for AFR.
And we just started promoting it.
Yeah, a week ago.
So it's a very easy. We promise we're not going to sell your information to anybody.
Confidential.
It's only going to be used for the purposes we've told you about, and that is something important that you need to know about an issue in Congress or something that's that you need to be aware of as a Christian in America. So we'll use it. You can sign up for that. Again, how do they do that now? They need to get their phone out, right?
Yep. Get your phone out, hopefully a smartphone.
I did this yesterday.
And you text MyAFR, so that's MYAFR, to 41411.
Okay.
And 1,000 people have signed up. And that's with a boring title. Can you imagine if we had something exciting?
Yeah.
We might be in tens of thousands.
We'll come back with something.
Yeah. Right.
Work on that, Walker.
Okay, I'll get on that.
Poor Walker. You know what? I really appreciate you, brother. You take untold amounts of abuse on
well,
this show.
From your own
father.
Well, because I've lived under his roof for 20 years.
Yeah. And so under my rule.
I'm numb.
Under my roof and
jokes.
Under my rule.
You're numb to it.
I'll tell you who's the boss in this house. Huh? All right. So I really don't abuse Walker.
Physically, just emotionally.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Eva Tagliano and the aforementioned Walker Wildman, the Facebook guru of this show. Hey, one of the ministries that we just are so proud to work with is 8 Days of Hope. And Steve Tiber, the president of 8 Days of Hope, is in studio with us this morning. We're glad to have him. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Just hold on 1 second. I'm
signing
up for this tech service.
I need
a new car, so just let me know. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm good.
We'll get back with you on that, Steve. It was just a metaphor.
Full-time missions now, man. I need a new car.
Oh,
Come on, set it my way.
Little did I know, it's going to be a little Hot Wheels with AFR logo on it. Here's your car.
Or a model car. Do people even do model cars?
They sell them at Hobby Lobby.
Really?
I've seen them.
Okay.
I've seen models there.
Okay. All right, Steve, good morning to you, my friend.
Hey, guys, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, for those who don't know, most people listening to us do know the history of 8 Days of Hope, but just briefly, you're full-time now.
I am.
I mean, you left... you left a nice job.
Capital N.
Yeah.
Capital N.
A nice job with a nice income. Amen. And family's happy. And
Amen.
And you left that to be the president of a ministry, of a nonprofit. So that's happened in the last year, right?
Yeah, actually, it's about 3 months ago, January 1st, had a senior leadership role with a pretty good-sized corporation.
Right.
But when God opens up doors and confirms it to your bride and to others, it's time. This ministry has been all volunteer for 12 years, and it has grown beyond our wildest imagination.
Okay, for those who are new to this, just in a minute or two, tell us,
How
did you get your name, 8 Days of Hope?
So the number 8 in the Bible means new beginnings. Katrina hits the Gulf Coast. My dad and I decide to go down there and help somebody, one family.
Talking 2005, anybody. Right?
A long time ago. when your son was playing church league basketball
right.
for me.
Right.
And Mama Wildman was yelling her lungs out.
Yeah.
Whole other story.
And Steve, Coach Steve, had a very successful run there. I think he lost one game in 3 years or something.
I'm talking to Syracuse, but I know it was a Vermeer band. Anyways, so we decided to go to the Gulf Coast. I shared with you and your dad the passion,
right.
And literally AFR came alongside the ministry from day one. You played free ads for us and 180 stations back then. And literally that first trip that was meant to be my dad and I was 684 people. And so we rebuilt 84 homes. God provided all the resources and the manpower.
But you planned it to go for 8 days.
Exactly.
Thus the name of the ministry, and you just kept it. It stuck.
Action.
8 days of hope.
Absolutely.
Now, you guys have been around the country in these last 10 years or so.
Yeah, South Carolina, Iowa, North Carolina, I think I just said North Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana, Mississippi.
How do you determine where you go and take these hundreds of volunteers?
Well, actually, now we take thousands of volunteers.
Thousands of volunteers.
Absolutely. But, you know, we always find a partner, somebody that's been there working the cases, doing the case management, and someone who doesn't have a check working with a faith-based ministry. But, you know, since this whole 8 Days of Hope has started, FEMA, MEMA, TEMA, all these emergency management agencies, they love what God is doing through 8 Days of Hope. They welcome us. They ask us to do seminars and to share, you know, how we do rapid response now. We have
some great open doors.
Oh, my gosh, it's been great. Yeah. So now we've rebuilt almost 1,800 homes.
When you say rebuild, what do you mean exactly?
Some from the ground up. On day number one, there's a concrete pad and the mechanicals, and on day eight, oh, absolutely. We did eight homes side by side in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, 1,400 square foot each. And the logistics that go behind something like that are crazy intense, but they're a lot of fun to be a part of.
Now, what do you got coming up that and who are you recruiting?
Yeah, so today we're announcing right here on AFR that 8 Days of Hope 13th, our 13th trip, we're going to Lafayette, Louisiana, depending how you want to pronounce it. They had some unbelievably flooding there, epic flooding last August.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Well, people don't realize 140,000 homes flooded, Tim. Think about that number, Ed. 140,000 homes in a no-flood zone, so no one had flood insurance.
Oh, my goodness.
And unless you have some dollars in a checkbook or a new car coming because you signed up for the Stecks, I mean, there's nowhere to turn. And so 8 Days of Hope, we're going to be there from June 4th to June 11th. We expect about 2,500, 3,000 people. They'll come from around the country, and we're going to rebuild these homes for free. And while we're there, we're going to share Jesus.
So who are you appealing to today on our program?
Everybody. We want the skilled professional that is willing to give back. We want the family who's never done a mission trip in their life. It's, you know, our wisest volunteer in South Carolina was 93, and our youngest was 6 weeks old.
Wow.
And so we believe the greatest sermon I ever heard is the one I saw. Our kids need to see us in action for Jesus because of our love for Jesus. So you can come for 2 days or all eight. We provide the food and lodging, and check out where our home base is going to be, the Cajun Dome.
The Cajun Dome, Raging Cajuns.
That's
are
it, man.
Wow. I know. When you say skilled professionals, and then you actually will take anybody who can do anything.
Tim can come. I promise.
Yes, yes. if you can walk, they can use you some way.
We people making sandwiches, folding T-shirts, cleaning
Probably
the facilities.
They can use you if you can't walk, just as long as you're willing. Seriously.
So we expect thousands of people. We're going to be doing drywall work, painting work, carpentry, electrical, plumbing. But then people like me, less skilled, that can carry the sheets of drywall, carry the shingles, deliver jobs at the job sites. There's something for everybody.
June 4th through the 11th in Lafayette,
Louisiana.
Louisiana. And you're going to be there.
Eight days. 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. It's a Sunday to a Sunday.
All right, 8 days, but you need to commit to two.
Absolutely.
But you can stay as many as the whole time.
Absolutely.
If you want to.
Love to.
So how do folks, and you're going to take care of the room and board.
Absolutely. You just got to get there. And actually, if you get to the airport, we'll pick you up from the airport. If you can't bring tools, we have a tool trailer with about $100,000 of tools you'll check out like a book.
You're talking down on I-10, aren't you?
Absolutely,
Just what, an hour? Less than an hour west of Baton Rouge?
It's an hour from Baton Rouge, 2 hours from New Orleans.
Okay. You wish you could go everywhere, because I know the folks in Baton Rouge and Denham Springs and all over the place, but you had to pick somewhere to go. So your home base is going to be Lafayette. Now, how do people sign up for this?
Our website is ready for you today. We just announced this today and this morning with J.J. Jasper and here with you. Go to 8daysofhope.com, 8daysofhope.com. You can volunteer. You can learn more about the ministry. If you go to the event page, 8 Days of Hope 13 page, and you have any questions about what to bring and who can come, just click on that FAQ link, and everything is right there. If you're bringing children, man, we would love for you to bring your families.
Let me ask you this. I don't mean to be sensational, but I'm curious, after all your eyes have seen all these years, what's one or two things that stand out as the most devastating things you've seen?
Katrina. Nothing
Katrina.
Comes close to Katrina.
Okay.
Now, I will tell you, I've seen some tornado damage and have met families who lost loved ones. And when you see the damage and hear their stories, man, it just shakes you to the core. Mm. God has 8 Days of Hope right where he wants it right now. We not only rebuild homes, but we have a rapid response ministry. We're about to launch some new ministries over the next 30 days, some that I think will impact many for Jesus. And that's our whole hope. When we leave Lafayette, yeah, we want to rebuild 250 homes. That's our goal, our hope. But we just want people not to even remember 8 Days of Hope. We just want them to remember that they saw a glimpse of Jesus.
And with the dedication of each home that you finish remodeling or rebuilding, you make it a point to do what?
Well, a couple things. We always ask the homeowners to come at night to share their story with the other volunteers. Most of the homeowners are welcome, but a lot of our volunteers will literally draw their hand in a closet and put a Bible verse. Mm. We deliver a Bible. We share, you know, mm-hmm. they always ask, why did you come here? It always gives us an opportunity mm-hmm. to share
yeah.
Our testimony and how we met Jesus. And I've seen, Tim, people, 84-year-old lady in Bay St. Louis fall on her knees in a concrete driveway because some teenagers from Michigan could have gone on spring break, but they came with 8 Days of Hope. And Miss Anna Mae said, well, why would you girls come here? And they shared their testimony. And Miss Anna Mae fell on her knees in the driveway and gave her heart to Jesus.
Well, one of the most
84 years old.
Amen.
Yeah. That's amazing.
One of the most edifying things about 8 Days of Hope is the fact that you mentioned the teenagers from Michigan, is that the people who come to an 8 Days of Hope event are Christians, primarily Christians from all over.
Not only all over, different denominations.
Right.
You know, we set aside our petty differences. Some are petty, maybe some aren't petty, but we set aside our differences and we share Jesus, not only, not necessarily right. even with words sometimes, but with actions.
Right.
So again, we'll feed you. We'll give you great lodging. We've got some surprises that we think are going to happen in Lafayette. I'll come back to AFR and tell you down the road a little bit. But it is a trip that you will not want to miss. Out of all the trips, this is the one you'd want to be at.
And I'm sure some gumbo would be in the mix.
Dude, Tim, we call it 8 pounds of hope because my belt loop moves one loop every time. I'm serious.
You have to work to burn the calories from
all these homeowners, they bring you these little desserts to thank you, and then they wait for you to eat them. Yeah. They're like standing there, and you're like, you know, Steve, you talk so fast, but can you try my brownie? And you're like the third homeowner in the last hour.
You don't want to hurt their feelings, so you got to eat it.
8 pounds of hope.
I do that a lot.
8 days of hope.
There are a lot of restaurants where people are I leave, they're very happy because I didn't want to insult them.
They can't stay in business with Vitagliano coming in here.
So look, they say, eat my pizza. I think,
right.
Okay.
Okay.
Tim, thank
all
you.
Right.
You
yes.
know, AFR, AFA, you've been there since day one.
Amen.
And I just want to publicly again say thank you to you, your dad, your family, the staff here. You've always supported 8 Days of Hope. You've given us free office space, free airtimes, and people don't realize how big of a part you are of 8 Days of Hope.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Steve Tiber, T-Y-B-O-R. What's the website again to sign up for Lafayette?
8 days of okay, let's be serious. 8daysofhope.com. Check us out on Facebook, okay. Instagram, and Twitter as well.
Thank you, Steve.
God bless you, brother.
Steve Tiber joining us. And we appreciate the ministry, obviously, of 8 Days of Hope. And I know many of you listening have been to one of their events, if that's what you want to call it. And we thank God for their work. We just consider them, you know, a ministry partner.
Ed. Well, you know, and here's the thing, and I've mentioned this before. Maybe, you know, for our listeners, forgive me for harping on this, but a lot of people think of AFA/AFR, and they say, well, you are always the group that's always against something.
Right.
Okay, you're against Target. You're against Disney putting out this movie. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, folks, we try to raise up a standard of righteousness, call people in our country to repentance. Mm-hmm. We hold companies accountable for the things they do when they're wrong, okay? That's
right.
That's a great part of what we do.
Yeah.
We don't always talk about because we don't trumpet our own, you know, blow our own horn kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people in this ministry. This ministry has a heart for ministries like 8 Days of Hope. We've had numerous staff members who've gone on these 8 days of hope things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Samaritan's Purse, we are involved.
Right.
We have radio, you know, preaching on the radio. We're involved in preaching, the gospel, the Great Commission, but also some of these outreaches. Like 8 days of Hope, Steve Tiber, he's a man of integrity. We believe in this man, so we support this ministry in any way we can, because what they're doing is so important, so effective.
Well, a biblical worldview is comprehensive, and
right.
so Christians can walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, we can be taking a stand on the pro-life issue while at the same time,
giving a sandwich to somebody.
Yeah, you know, doing world missions or whatever the case may be. We Christians can do multiple things, and we should be doing multiple things to advance the kingdom of God from different angles, if you will. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with David Tagliano and Walker Wildman. Now, Walker, in addition to our Today's Issues Facebook page, which you can watch the show live there and you can post a comment. Have you got a comment?
I have a humorous comment. I thought
this was on our Facebook page.
Yes, I can't scroll down and find it because the comments, the feature on there. But she said you don't need to do a free car giveaway for the texting service. You just need to do a Facebook engagement giveaway where you take a picture or screenshot of the best comment of the day and post it on our page.
So who's going to do that?
Well, I don't know. I need to get permission to do it first.
Well, you got my permission.
Okay.
Huh? I thought it's a good idea.
Is this legal? Is this okay?
Oh, it's just a comment on Facebook, right?
Yeah. So whatever the greatest comment is on the day, just take
a
screenshot.
So it's a very subjective thing.
Walker will be in charge.
I'm the judge.
You're the judge.
So those who complain, contact Walker. So, in favor of that,
not lest ye judge doesn't apply here, right?
Right.
No.
Walker's going to be a judge.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. One other thing I wanted to mention is if you haven't downloaded the app for American Family Radio, you need to do that. You can get that way you can listen on your cell phone or your iPad or another mobile device, and you just download the app. I mean, you can listen clear as a bell. I know anywhere in the world, I know that a lot of people, especially people a lot of people, I'm not going to categorize an age group, are intimidated when you say download an app. They start saying, I don't want to injure myself.
They think you said take a nap.
Yeah. or they don't want to injure themselves, so they're not going to risk it. I'm just talking about you can get somebody to help you if you need to, but download the app through your, app store or whatever on your phone or on your – it takes you about 60 seconds or less. And then you can listen to American Family Radio anywhere in the world, clear as a bell, as they say. So take advantage of that. We have thousands of people who are listening to American Family Radio right now on their phones or on their iPad. All right. We want to welcome now, speaking of a comprehensive biblical worldview and taking a stand for righteousness, we have Monica Cole, who's with 1 Million Moms. That's a ministry here under the umbrella of AFA, 1millionmoms.com. Monica, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, what's 1 Million Moms been up to? You guys had a victory here recently, right?
We have, and so we are going to blow our own horns here a little bit.
Okay.
I know you said we don't do that very often, but it is encouraging to know that our voice is being heard and that we're making a difference.
Now, what is the issue? What was the issue here?
Zales had a...
Talking about
the jewelry store.
Jewelry store.
Yes. Zales had a Love and Pride collection. So it had... two female wedding bands or two male wedding bands that you could buy as a set instead of the typical male and female wedding bands. And some had rainbow designs and colors. So we contacted them a few months ago just asking that they remain neutral, because if married couples want to be treated equal, then special wedding bands are not necessary. Mm. That's not needed. And
that's a very good point.
It is a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think of that?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
That's excellent.
Why don't we pay her the big bucks?
Yeah.
Here. You would argue with
sure,
that, right?
Sure. I was going to say, we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later. But okay, so what happened? So you approached Zales. The 1 million moms approached Zales.
Yes.
And you got their attention?
We did. Before Christmas, that was strategic. And, of course, the campaign, I mean, still active since it was still on the website. So our supporters were not going to shop at Zales as long as they were going to have a special collection. Mm-hmm. And so we have a victory. That gay, I'm going to say it, I mean, the mm-hmm. Love and Pride collection, mm-hmm. which is a homosexual wedding band collection, is no longer on their website.
And yeah, so why would you need a special? If you want everybody to be treated equal, why do they need a special collection just because you're LGBT? Why don't you just use the same rings?
Buy them like everyone
everybody else.
Yeah.
Right.
And one of
So Zales agreed with that logic, or did they respond to you personally, or how did this come about?
I noticed that it was no longer on their website. You can mm-hmm. look under Pride Wedding Bands, Gay Wedding Bands, Love and Pride Collection, which is how it was labeled.
Yeah.
It's nowhere on their website to be found.
And this is what you see companies do sometimes, and I know, Monica, you probably see this often, is companies won't come out and publicly say they've done something wrong, so to speak, but they simply don't do it again.
Exactly.
And that's the case here.
Exactly. They've removed it quietly, and we just ask that they remain neutral, and that's
right.
what they have done. Mm-hmm. And we know that there's the other side that they don't want to hear from, like Walker was mentioning. They just want to be kind of quiet about it. And they went through Christmas and Valentine's, and I'm sure sales did hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they lost some sales during those two big holidays.
1 million moms, 1millionmoms.com. So what can people, if they want to join the 1 million moms effort, and you take about one or two issues a week, maybe.
Yes,
is that
to stay
right?
active, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so if people listening, if you don't have to be a mom, but the idea is that mothers who care about the culture and their children want to take a stand on issues like this. You make it very easy to be an activist and take a stand and to win victories like you won right here. How do people sign up for that?
They can go to 1millionmoms.com. One is spelled out O-N-E, millionmoms with an S.com, to let your voice be heard and to help make a real difference.
Now, 1 million moms is being mocked on TV shows.
That's
how you know. So TV shows are making fun of 1 million moms. So that's how you know you're being effective, right, Monica?
Exactly. Yeah. They're imitating our organization and our ministry, and I feel
what's
that it's
your,
a compliment.
What's your, can you name one of the shows that's done that?
I can name several. I mean, with
wow.
The New Normal, Teachers, Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. The Muppets.
I've always said the Muppets.
Well, the adult version.
Oh, okay.
I've always said you want to know how you know if you're doing the right thing and you're being effective is how loud your opposition is.
Right.
You know, if your opposition is very loud and very upset and very vocal about it, it's probably because you're being effective.
That's
absolutely
true.
So go to 1millionmoms.com.
That's correct. Go to 1millionmoms.com, and we're also on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Don't be deceived by our copycat pages. Again, that's the sincerest form of flattery. But
right.
You know they.
So how do they? So how do they know if they're on a fake Facebook page for 1 million moms?
Well, they're going to have unbiblical content.
Okay, you can tell that right away.
Exactly. And so our page is the largest because we are the official page. And so that's a good
gauge. And your
page
is confirmed by Facebook.
Yes, I did confirm it with our trademark. That's true, Walker. That's a good point. We had to do that for that reason. Mm-hmm. But one of our supporters did mention when Saturday Night Live was mocking us, as Walker was mentioning, that you know, if your voice is loud, you're going to get noticed and attention.
Right.
Our moms are really making a difference. All of our supporters, our moms, grandmothers, and parents. One of our supporters' husbands said, wow, if Saturday Night Live is
making fun of
mimicking,
you,
yeah.
you're really making a difference and doing the right thing.
That's great.
That's right up there with President Trump and Sean Spicer. They get made fun of every week on
Saturday
that show.
Night Live.
Every
That's
week.
Right.
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And 1 million moms, you and your supporters, doing a fantastic job. So
thank you.
Keep up the great work.
All right, folks, we will take a break for news, and we'll be back in 5 minutes with more of today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.